For the second consecutive year, SFMSports.net, Maryland, and Harford County's High School Sports Network welcomes you to this presentation of the Harford County Game of the Week. This broadcast is brought to you by Harford's Heart Magazine, connecting the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County at harfordsheart.com. Now, the Harford County High School Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Edgewood High School in Edgewood, Maryland for this week's edition of the Harford County Game of the Week on SFMSports.net. I am Paul Taylor. Tonight it is the Northeast Indians, and they are visiting the Edgewood Rams this evening as both teams look for win number one as we hit week four of the MPSSAA high school football season. Edgewood coming off of a tough 40-0 loss against cross-county rival Bel Air, while Northeast coming off of a 39-10 defeat at Havre de Grace. The Warriors getting their win 39-10 last week. So somebody's going to walk out of here with their first win of the year tonight as Northeast huddles to my right, Edgewood to my left. We'll take a timeout and come back with more pregame as we get you set for the Indians and the Rams tonight from Edgewood. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week on SFMSports.net.
Everybody knows that high school sports generate suspense, excitement, and drama.
They also generate higher grade point averages, stronger work habits, and greater self-esteem.
Everybody knows that high school sports give us more value for our entertainment dollar.
They also give us leaders committed to strengthening communities right here in Maryland. The true value of playing sports in school can't be measured in wins and losses or dollars and cents. Studies show that participation in sports, along with other extracurricular activities, is one of the best ways to teach leadership, cooperation, accountability, and other invaluable life skills. Don't just stand on the sidelines. Encourage the young people you know to get in the game. When you do, you'll be helping them get ahead in life. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
Join the SFMSports.net social media network. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SFMSportsNet. Get game recaps, nominate a student athlete of the month, and listen to our live streaming coverage of Maryland high school sports. Access high school sports from anywhere with SFMSports.net, online, mobile, on demand.
And in a stunning turn of events, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and Fries have turned this tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game start.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece Chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good.
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's. Proud sponsor of the NFL.
Prices and participation may vary.
The Harford County High School Football Game of the Week is powered by Harford's Heart Magazine, the magazine that connects the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County. Visit harfordsheart.com.
Welcome back to Edgewood High School as the Rams take the field through the tunnel formed by the band as the band plays the Rams fight song. Northeast along the near sideline. Edgewood will line up on the far sideline. Northeast in their visiting uniforms, the white shirts with the blue letters and numbers and the red pants. Edgewood, the home jerseys, the gray shirts, the red numbers, letters, helmets, and pants. And it is a fantastic early fall evening here in Edgewood as the Rams and Indians get set to do battle here in week four of the MPSSAA high school football season. It is time for the national anthem. We'll step aside one more time and be back for kickoff from Edgewood right after this.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
There are podcasts, Then there are podcasts.
The Baltimore Orioles seem to have a tight grasp on the AL East.
I love the fact you didn't mention the Boston Red Sox, all tucked away down there.
This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Dean Ambrose is becoming a greaser.
Like them on Facebook. Or follow them on Twitter at BSportsFree, the number 4-ALL.
I'm Ray Atkinson.
I'm Josh Hall.
The Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, exclusively on SFMSports.net.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously. Because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Nothing means it's game day like ice cold Coke Zero, because zero means it's game day.
What about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
This is the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Edgewood High School. We're just about set to get underway here as the coin toss is about to happen as the captains head out to midfield to shake hands. Captains for the host Rams will be Darian Somerville, Tavon Bowie, Daniel Ainge, and Isaiah Myers. And captains for the visiting Indians are Justin Owens, Garen Davidson, Evan Jones, and number 55, Tyler Kreis. As the two teams meet at
number
midfield.
Five, Darian Somerville. Number 8, Tavon Bowie. Number 9.
Both teams are looking for their first wins of the season. Northeast playing their third road game in four games to start the season. Then they will head home at, or they will have a home game next week. And then be home for a while as they have just had one home game in the first 3 weeks. Edgewood coming off that 40-0 loss at Bel Air. They have also had just one home game. This is their first home game since week one, a 28-20 victory for Aberdeen. As 2 weeks ago, Edgewood fell at Falston 30-29. At Northeast returns home next week to face Elkton before heading back on the road at Rising Sun in the Cecil County battle in 2 weeks. So it should be a good game tonight as the two teams are waiting for the coin toss here. Let's see. The referee putting the teams into position, and Edgewood won the toss and is deferred to the second half. So Northeast will get the ball to start this one. And Northeast will kick right to left across your computer screen. No wind to speak of tonight. A perfect evening for football here in Harford County. What a night. Could not ask for better weather this evening. And so the Rams will get the ball to start. And we'll see what they can do as they are coming off of that 39-10 defeat against Havre de Grace. Edgewood looking for their first points in 2 weeks after getting shut out last week at Bel Air. So we're back to receive the kick for the Indians is Evan Jones. Jones moving back toward his 10-yard line.
Health sports medicine team.
And the Rams lining up to kick it here. That is, I believe, number 32 there, Amari Jones, who is putting the ball on the tee at the 40. So Jones has the ball teed up. So Edgewood ready to go. Jones with the kick. It is a short kick, and it is fielded at the 30 on the run. 35 squirts through a couple of tackles, gets out across the 40 and all the way out to the 44. So some really good starting field position here for Northeast. And their offense led by Garen Davidson. Davidson, the senior quarterback, will get his squad going here this evening. First and 10 from their own 44. And we were here at Edgewood last week for Joppatown and Patterson Mill, and neither team scored in the first half. So we'll see if that changes at all here this evening. As Davidson lines up under center, I formation, two wide receivers. Now one goes in motion to the far side, and there's going to be a handoff and met in the backfield and taken down for a two-yard loss. Great pressure there from the Edgewood defense. That was Josiah Larkins on the handoff, and that was a loss of two, and it's going to be second and 12. One thing we saw last week that helped to keep Joppatown in the game for quite a while was both teams, really, their defensive lines controlled the line of scrimmage. Running the ball was quite difficult last week. As it'll be second and 12 now for Northeast. Davidson under center and will fake the handoff. Now rolls to his right, stops and throws. It is caught by Justin Owens, but he is met immediately for no gain. May have lost a half yard. And that is going to be third and long for the Indians. And Davidson rolled to his left toward the near side here. And was under pressure and completed the pass. A nice job there by Owens to catch the shoestring throw. But it is now third and 12 from the 42. Northeast trying not to waste good field position to start this one. We're just over a minute old here in Edgewood. Davidson again under center, another man in motion. I formation once more. Davidson back to pass this time. Under pressure once more. Screen pass to the far side is caught there by Evan Jones. Jones out across the 45 and will be marked down at about the 48-yard line, but well shy of a first down. It'll be fourth and six, and the Northeast punting squad will come on. So Cody Waddell will come out for his first play this evening as the punter. Waddell will stand back at about his own 38, and he'll punt the ball away. Edgewood standing back to receive it at about their own 20. Here's the punt. It is a good one. It is low, and it is going to hit and take a huge northeast bounce. It's going to roll all the way inside the 10, all the way down to the 6-yard line where it is marked down there by Indian, that is Ezra DeLoach. DeLoach marks it down, and it is going to be first and 10 from the officially going to be marked at the 5-yard line. So a real good punt there. And after good field position for Northeast, well, they can't get a first down. In fact, they back up a couple of yards. They force Edgewood to start deep in their own end. So a real nice start here for Northeast, potentially, as Edgewood's going to have to come out from the shadow of their own goal line. Shotgun formation for quarterback Darian Somerville, who's got four wideouts right away with one running back standing beside him. Somerville, waiting for the snap, takes it, hands it off, and that is going to be a no gain. A good gang tackle there from the Northeast defense. And that was number 23, David Coates, on the carry. And Coates did not get anywhere. So a real nice job by the Northeast defense. And the Rams now will have second and 10, 9:34 left to play in this first quarter. First possession for Edgewood, second and 10 from their own 5-yard line. Somerville in the shotgun, man in motion once again, takes the snap and hands it off. This is a rush around left end and a shoestring tackle broken. That's again by Coates, and he's off on the run at 20, 25, 30, 35, and is run out of bounds there. And a huge gain on second and long. Close to a 25-yard run for David Coates. 27 yards on the rush. And that will be first and 10 for Edgewood from their own 32-yard line.
First down, Rams.
A 27-yard rush. An impressive run there from the junior. And now it is first and 10 for Somerville and the Rams from their own 32-yard line. It's another handoff, and Northeast stops that one for no gain. It'll be second and 10 for the Rams. 9 minutes left, first quarter, scoreless here in Edgewood on a terrific night for football here in Harford County. Second and 10 as Somerville brings the Rams to the line. Shotgun formation once again. Two wideouts both sides. And the Somerville takes the snap, back to pass, throws far side, and overthrows his man, threw it into the Rams bench, and it'll now be third and 10. Had a man open about 7 yards off the line of scrimmage, but could not find him. And now it's going to be third and 10. 8:38 left in this first quarter. Still scoreless here at Edgewood as the Rams third and 10 from their own 32-yard line. David Coates with a big 27-yard rush on second down in the last part of this drive. He's on third and 10 here. Somerville gets flushed from the pocket, running around the right side, and he's going to get chased out of bounds for a gain of maybe a half yard. And actually, they were saying he lost a yard. And it's going to be fourth and 11, and the Rams are going to have to punt. Another good job there by the Northeast defensive line there. And Somerville was running for his life as he came around the near side end and had nowhere to go. And in fact, like we said, lost a yard. So fourth and 11 now, and Edgewood is going to punt. Yard line is where this one will be punted from. And the kick is nearly blocked, but he gets it away, and this is going to be a good kick here. Fair caught at the 40-yard line by the Indians, and number 11, Christian Negovich. And that's where the Rams, or the Indians rather, will start their second drive. So they started the first drive from the 44. They're going to start this second drive from the 40. So some really good field position for Northeast to start their first two drives. Unfortunately for Northeast on their first drive, they went backwards. So let's see what they can do here on their second drive as Davidson brings his team to the line. I formation. One wide out both sides. Takes the snap. Hands the ball off. And this is a rush up across the 40. Fumble. And let's see. The Rams dive on top of it. And we have the game's first turnover. That was Josiah Larkins as he crossed the 40-yard line. Got hit. And that is going to be a first down for the Rams. In plus territory.
First and 10 for the Rams.
So the Rams take right back over on one play. So a huge break early on here goes the Rams' way. As Edgewood now first and 10 from the Northeast 44-yard line. Somerville in the shotgun, three wideouts to the near side, one to the far side, now has a man in motion in Ryan Webb. Somerville takes the snap and rushes near end and has the first down and a whole lot more. Down across the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and it is a touchdown. Darian Somerville with a cutback and a touchdown. 44 yards. Somerville with the touchdown, Edgewood with a 6-0 lead. What a rush there from Darian Somerville. Quarterback keeper that goes 44 yards, and now the extra point attempt by the Rams. Snap, hold, and kick. Good, good, and no good. Wide left. The kick wide left. Edgewood leads 6-0.
Four is Edgewood 6, Northeast 0.
So the fumble gets converted into immediate points for the Rams as they now lead 6-0 over Northeast. So the Indians have had a good field position for each of their first two drives, but the game's first turnover goes to Edgewood. And the Rams cash in immediately, and that was a terrific run there from Somerville. He ran into some traffic around the 30-yard, between the 30 and the 25, and made a nifty little cutback and had a wide open space on the far side of the field. And now this kickoff to Northeast is going to go out of bounds down by the 20-yard line. So Northeast again will have good field position.
Kickoff goes out of bounds.
Is that ball will be spotted and given to Northeast in really good territory once again as Northeast for the third time tonight will start at the 40-yard line, or I beg your pardon, they're going to mark it at the 35. It'll be the 35-yard line or better. So some really good field position here for the Indians coming off of that last fumble. See what Josiah Larkins can do. He was the one who fumbled on that last rush after gaining a couple of yards. And now Davidson comes under center, hands the ball off once more, and is spun down in the backfield. And that play went nowhere as Josh Larkins took the handoff as he was lined up on the far side, and at the snap came running down toward the quarterback, Garen Davidson. And Josh Larkins took the handoff and lost a yard, and it's now second and 11 for Northeast. Davidson barking out some instructions as he now gets under center. 7.5 minutes left in this first quarter, 6-0 Edgewood. Davidson takes the snap, under pressure immediately, trying to evade the pressure, coming to the near side here, lofts it down the field, and throws it out of bounds. Had a receiver in the area and did get it past the line of scrimmage. Referees are going to converge and discuss if this is intentional grounding. I don't think it should be, and they are saying it is incomplete pass. So the officials get together and make the right call as it is now 3rd and 11 for Northeast with 7:17 left in the first quarter. Northeast comes to the line. 3rd and 11. Two wideouts. Davidson under center now takes a snap, hands the ball off across the 40, and a big hit at the 41-yard line. As the Indians will be stopped short of the first down. But Justin Owens with a nice run there for 7-yard gain, but he got nailed at the 41-yard line. So it'll be 4th and 4 for Northeast. And they will elect to punt the ball away here with 6:50 and counting left in this first quarter. Edgewood on top, 6-0. Well, the punt is away. Another low kick, but this is going to take another Northeast bounce, and it's going to be picked up at the 20-yard line, but they're going to get a flag on the play as Edgewood runs it back. They cross the 50, 45, 40. He's going to go all the way, but this one's going to come back for a block in the back, I do believe, as the Rams take it into the end zone. But I believe we're going to get a block in the back down at the 20-yard line where Ryan Webb picked the punt up. It happened right in front of the line judge here on the near side. So we'll see what the penalty is, and it is indeed going to be on the Rams for that block in the back. So that is Edgewood's second penalty of the night as they had that kickoff out of bounds. And that's a big one there, as it would have been a 12-0 lead for Edgewood. Instead, the lead stays 6-0, and once again, Edgewood starts in a terrible field position, much like they did the first drive. So the penalty occurred at the 21-yard line, so they'll step off 10 yards and take it to the 11. So 1st and 10 for Edgewood from the 11 coming out, with the 6:29 left to go in this first quarter. So Somerville has his team in the huddle, now brings his team to the line. Somerville had that 44-yard run for the Edgewood touchdown a couple minutes ago. Four wideouts. He does have a running back standing beside him, now a man in motion. Takes the snap and hands the ball off. This is going to go far side and spilled crossing the 15-yard line. That is David Coates once again. And a nice gain there on first down all the way out to the 19, 8-yard gain. But hang on a minute. A flag on the play, and the Rams are moving backward once again. And it's a holding penalty on Edgewood, so this will go half the distance to the goal. And that will be marked at about the 5.5 or 6-yard line. It's the third Edgewood penalty, none so far on Northeast, but Northeast does have the one turnover tonight. So it'll be 1st and 15, roughly, for the Rams as they're figuring out exactly where the foul occurred. So it's actually going to be a little less than 1st and 15, I believe. Let's see where they mark the penalty off from. As the official now gives us the signal. And it is indeed going to be from the 5-yard line, so it will be first and 16. So Somerville backed up once again. 4 wideouts and a running back beside him. That's Coates. Somerville takes the snap, but we have a whistle, and this might be, let's see, is this a false start or encroachment? And we have a false start penalty on Edgewood. So 4 penalties on the Rams here in the opening few minutes of this one. Not quite 6 minutes in. And then the Rams already have 4 penalties. 3 of them here on this possession. Remember, they had the punt return for a touchdown called back on a block in the back. And back-to-back penalties, a holding penalty and a false start. And it's now 1st and 18 from the 3. They have to get all the way out to the 21. So Somerville again in the shotgun. And again 4 wideouts. This time hands the ball off. It's to Coates, and he's got a lot of running room out across the 15-20. And breaks out of a tackle and has the first down before he's pushed out of bounds all the way out to the 24-yard line. And the mark it just shy of the 24. So another big rush there by David Coates. 21 yards on the rush. Gets his team a first down and out of the shadow of their own goal line. Now the Somerville takes the next snap and hands it off and is going to be stopped for a gain of 1. Another rush by David Coates. And it'll be 2nd and 9 from the 25.
2-yard gain on the play. 2nd down and 8.
Another snap. Somerville fakes the handoff and keeps it. And this time he is spilled crossing the 25 down to the 26, 27. So it'll be 3rd and long. 3rd and 7. For the Rams, who are in a hurry-up offense now. Somerville again takes the snap. Now under pressure, rushes to his right, is spun around, trying to break out of a sack. Can't do it, and he is sacked way back at the 15-yard line. So a nice job there by the Indians' defensive line there. And the Rams are again going to be forced to punt. So Somerville tries to make some more magic happen with his feet. And instead of getting the first down or a touchdown as he did previously tonight, he is sacked for a big loss. And it's 4th and 19 now. 6-0 in favor of Edgewood as the Rams will punt from inside their 5-yard line. Northeast should get really good field position again. This is a bad snap, and the kick just gets away. And it's now going to be downed by the Rams in their own territory, rather. And Northeast will take over from the Edgewood 41-yard line. So not a great punt there for the Rams. Northeast with their best field position of the night. 1st and 10 from the Edgewood 41 with 4:07 to play here in this first quarter. So Darian Somerville goes to the sidelines. Garen Davidson will step on out and lead his offense onto the field. As the Indians trail 6-0 here with 4:07 left in the first quarter. Davidson under center hands the ball off across the 40 down just shy of the 35. A good run there from Josiah Larkins. And he had both hands on the ball this time. Took a couple of big hits. Gained about 5 on the play. So it'll be 2nd and 5 there. Real nice run there from the freshman Larkins. So he took a couple of pops on that run and still managed to get 5 yards. And so one wide out to both sides for Davidson now under center, and he fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, crosses the 35, bounces off a tackler, loses the football. Edgewood picks it up, and they've got running room. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, and a huge hit out of bounds. Edgewood, though, will take over with a second Northeast turnover of the night. Amari Jones with the fumble recovery. He took a shot at about the 21. 1 yard line, lost the ball going out of bounds. But it will be Edgewood ball once again at the second Northeast turnover of the night. And one play after Northeast fumbled the first time, Edgewood converted it into a touchdown. So we'll see what they can do here. Edgewood already on top 6-0 with 3:23 left to go in this first quarter. Edgewood first and 10 from the Northeast 21-yard line. Somerville in the shotgun. Four wideouts, three to the near side. The handoff goes up the middle and isn't going to get much. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. And it'll be second and 10 for the host Rams, who are in a hurry-up mode here. They were on the last drive. Now, it appeared they were going to be in hurry-up mode, but Somerville rushes over to the sideline to get the play.
Loss of a yard, second down and 11.
They mark that as a loss of one on the last play. So second and 11 for Edgewood. As the Rams come to the line, three wideouts to the near side, one to the far side, way to the far side. And again, Somerville in the shotgun hands the ball off. This is going to go far side. A nice move there by Ryan Webb to the 10, to the 5. Webb, touchdown. What a move there from Ryan Webb. A 21-yard rush. It's 12-0, Edgewood.
22-yard run for number 4, Ryan Webb.
Edgewood on top now, 12-0. And let's see if they elect to go for two or will try and kick the extra point once again. It appears the offense is still out on the field. So this will be a two-point attempt to try and make it 14-0. So Somerville in the shotgun. Ball on the far side hash. Man in motion. Hands the ball off, rushing around near end, and it's going to be a two-point conversion for the Rams, who now lead this one 14-0. So with two Northeast turnovers, 14 Edgewood points off of turnovers.
Good.
So 2:32 left in the first quarter. As the Rams lead this one by a score of 14-0. Northeast ready to receive this one. As they've had really good field position most of the night, but have not been able to move the ball. Have struggled to move the ball and have committed two costly turnovers, which the Rams have converted into their two touchdowns. An onside attempt from the Rams goes out of bounds at the 50. And the Northeast will again have a good field position. So Northeast has not really had poor field position at all tonight. See if their offense can get on track here. Northeast scored 10 points last week in a loss to Havre de Grace. As Northeast will get the spot of where the ball went out of bounds rather than the 35, since it was better field position than the 35. So first and 10 right at midfield. Quick update from Havre de Grace and Falston. The Warriors up 2-0 on the Cougars. As the Warriors get a safety here. As here's a handoff far side and down across the 45, close to the 40. A nice run there. I believe that was Josiah Larkins. 9 yards on first down, and it is second and one.
9 yard gain, second down and one.
So Larkins. And after fumbling earlier tonight, a couple of nice runs since then. And he gives his team second and short here with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. His team trailing by two touchdowns. Davidson under center, hands the ball off up the middle, and the Indians trying to push it across for the first down. don't think they got it. I think they maybe gained a half yard. And it'll set up third and short. As the Rams gang tackled right at the line of scrimmage. So third and a half a yard. Here with 1:30 left to go in this first quarter. And the line of scrimmage, the Edgewood 41-yard line. Davidson under center once again. And he'll take it himself. He gets the close to the first down, I believe. Thought he got the first down. Near side official gives him a real good spot. Far side official says he was at the 41. Near side official says he's at the 39. And they give him the 39. And it is a first down for the Indians. Their first down of the evening. So now Davidson will head back to the sideline to get the play call. Gets the one he wants. And now trots back to the huddle. Bill Manor on top of Elkton 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. We're nearing the end of the first quarter here at Edgewood. 45 seconds and counting left. Indians down 14-0 to the Edgewood Rams. Northeast has the ball first and 10. Davidson back to pass, way back at midfield. Lofts one up, and nobody was around. And that will be an incomplete pass with 31 seconds left in this first quarter. Davidson, now they're a late flag here, and this is going to be intentional grounding, I believe, on Davidson. And that's going to be a big penalty there as Davidson was back beyond backwards, going backward beyond midfield when he threw that one. So let's see where they mark this one off at. That is a loss of down there for, and it's going to be a huge penalty as they're marking this one off from the Northeast 30 or 48 yard line rather. This is going to be hang on a second. They got the chains. The chains are all messed up. Hang on a second. Let's see. No, they don't stop play here. This isn't right. There's the chains. The chains moved with the, and they shouldn't have done that. It should be second and 29, and the chains moved. 39, Mike. Let's see. They moved the chains back here. The chains moved right before the snap there. So it will be now they've down to go. They have to get to the 29-yard line. So it'll be second and a mile for the Indians from their own 43-yard line, 42-and-a-half, 43-yard line. So second and a mile here with the 28 seconds left in this first quarter. As the Indians come to the line, Edgewood on top, 14-0. Davidson under center, man in motion. He will hand the ball off, and this is going to be a good play as Northeast gets some good yardage back. They get back close to miss midfield. Looked like that one went for a lot more and ended up going for a total of 5. Looked like it went for a lot more than that. A nifty little inside draw there. Sets up third and long, and that will do it for the first quarter. Davidson will come back to the huddle, but the first quarter is going to expire before he can get a playoff, as Edgewood will take a 14-0 lead to the second quarter. We'll take a timeout and come back for the second quarter. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
These days, the concept of value matters more than ever. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a better value than high school sports. Extracurricular activities, including sports, make up about 2% of the budget for a typical Maryland high school. In return, participation in sports promotes citizenship and sportsmanship. Sports also instill a sense of community pride and teach lifelong lessons about cooperation and self-discipline. They encourage physical fitness. They produce community leaders. By offering so many benefits to the community for such a small percentage of a school's overall budget, it's easy to see why high school sports are one of the best bargains around. The real cost would come from not having them at all. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
Get Harford-Ketty High School sports scores from every sport at sfmsports.net, powered by Varsity Sports Network.
Welcome back to Edgewood High School as we get you set for the second quarter here. It will be third and long for Northeast, third and 23. Northeast has to get to the Edgewood 39. Right now they're at their own, or the bigger part, they get to their, the Edgewood 29. Right now they're at their own 48. As Davidson under center, back to pass, fires near side. It's a backwards pass, but it is caught, and that is going to be stopped for a loss of one. So I believe that was number eight there, Brian Rawls, on the catch. It was a backward pass there, so it almost looked like Rawls may have been setting up to throw one downfield himself, but he never got the opportunity. And now Northeast will punt the ball away here. As Cody Waddell will come out onto the field. He moves back to about his own 32-yard line. And we'll punt it away for Northeast. Two trails 14 to nothing here with 11 and a half minutes to go until halftime. Edgewood with no pass rush, and Waddell with a really good kick. It hits at the 25 and takes a Northeast bounce inside the 15-yard line. And it is down at the 13 where Edgewood will take over. Up 14 to nothing. So a real good opening quarter for the host Rams. 1960s and 1970s. Edgewood on top by two touchdowns, getting their first possession of this second quarter. Northeast has had the better starting field position, but Edgewood has taken advantage of two Northeast turnovers. Two fumbles, one by Josiah Larkins and the second one by Garen Davidson. There's now Somerville in the shotgun. Four wideouts, three on the far side. Somerville takes the snap and hands the ball off, and a good stop there at the line of scrimmage as David Coates broke through the first tackle as he was hit a couple yards behind the line of scrimmage. The second tackle, or second hit, didn't take him down as he stumbled back to the line of scrimmage. And then a third hit finally brought Coates down. And he did not get back to the line of scrimmage. Indeed, it was a loss of two on the play. It's Edgewood going right to left across your computer screen. So three wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. As Somerville in the shotgun passes off to the far side. It's caught 10, 15, 20. And upended across the 20 out to the 25-yard line. And Edgewood with a first down on second and 12. Nifty little play there. Just a little wide receiver screen type play. First and 10 for the Rams from their own 25 with 10 and a half left to go until halftime. First and 10 for Darian Somerville, who's in the shotgun, man in motion, and he will hand the ball off again to Coates. Coates gets met at the line of scrimmage and pushes forward for a gain of 1, maybe 2 yards on the play. So it'll be second and 9 from the 26-yard line. Ball mark now just shy of the 27. So second and 8 now for the Rams. As again, Somerville in the shotgun. And he will hand the ball off once again to Coates. This time, Coates met in the backfield and dropped for a loss. And this is a loss of 4 on the play. And it'll be third and 12 for Edgewood. So another nice job by the Indians' defensive line. We've seen them play quite well tonight. Been in the backfield quite often, including that last play, which now sets up third and 12 for Edgewood from their own 23-yard line. So two Northeast turnovers have set up the two Edgewood touchdowns. Other than that, neither offense able to do a whole lot, as this is going to be a handoff coming around the near end, 25-30. Spins out of a tackle, 35-40, keeps going and gets knocked out of bounds at the 42. This will be a first down here as Jeremy Middlebrooks looked like he was going to be out of bounds at about the 25-yard line for a gain of 3 or 4. Instead, goes all the way out to the 42 and gets his team a first down on third and long. So a real nice job there by the senior Middlebrooks. Middlebrooks listed at 5'10", 160. Took a couple of big hits here on the near sideline. Kept on moving and got his team the first down. And Somerville in the shotgun once again hands it off again. And this is going to be a gain of 8 out to midfield. And that is, again, Middlebrooks. So Middlebrooks coming up big for Edgewood here the last couple of plays. And the Rams now have 2nd and 2 right from midfield with 8:53 and counting left to go until halftime. 14-0 Edgewood. Rams on the move at midfield, 2nd and 2. Somerville in the shotgun. 3 wideouts to the far side, 1 to the near side. Somerville takes it and takes the snap and hands it off to Middlebrooks, who's going to rush around the far end, has the first down and a whole lot more. Down to the 30, down to the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and he gets it. No, he has stopped just shy of the end zone, down all the way to the 1 yard line. And it's going to be 1st and goal for Edgewood. What a run there from Jeremy Middlebrooks, who took that handoff, rushed around the far end, and wasn't stopped until he got to the 1 yard line. So Somerville hurries up to the line and is now under center. Somerville takes it with a pitch play, and it is a fumble. And let's see, did Northeast recover? No, Edgewood did. Dangerous play there. Edgewood nearly a turnover on the doorstep. It ends up being a loss of 1, so 2nd and goal from the 2 for the Rams. As you thought, maybe there Somerville hustling to the line might take it himself, but elected to pitch it. And Edgewood nearly with their first turnover of the night. Edgewood 4 penalties, no turnovers. Northeast 2 turnovers, no penalties. The Rams will come out in their traditional shotgun formation here. 2nd and goal from the 2 is Somerville. Takes the snap, hands it off, and it is a 2-yard touchdown rush for Jeremy Middlebrooks. And how fitting that Middlebrooks is the one that gets the touchdown. Had a 20-yard gain on 3rd and long, had the 49-yard rush, and now gets the last 2 on the drive. So a 2-yard touchdown run for Middlebrooks, and the Rams are going to keep the offense on the field and go for 2 as Somerville in the shotgun now has a man in motion. It's Middlebrooks. Somerville will keep it now, passes it to the back of the end zone. It is caught for the 2-point conversion, and it's now 22-0 in favor of the Rams.
2-point conversion is good. Edgewood leads 22-0.
And we didn't see any points last week until we got to the second half. We still have 7.5 minutes to go until halftime, and we've already seen 22 points, all of them for Edgewood. As Northeast will get the ball once again, needing an answer here. As Edgewood with all the momentum. That was a really good drive, and Middlebrooks polished that one off. The big rush on 3rd and long, the 49-yard rush, and then the 2-yard rush to cap it off. Here's the kickoff, and it is going to be fielded on the run at the 27-yard line, down to the 35, out to the 40-yard line. And a nice job there by Evan Jones to get the Indians some good field position once again. 7:21 left to go until halftime, 22-0 Edgewood. Both teams looking for their first win of this young season as we hit week 4. First and 10 for Northeast from their own 39-yard line. 7:21 left to go in this first half. 1 wide receiver either side as Davidson under center. He'll hand the ball off and out across the 40 to about the 42. I believe that is Josiah Larkins. Larkins with a gain of 3 on first down. It'll be 2nd and 7.
Amari Jones, 2-yard gain on the play. 2nd down and 8.
So 2nd and 8 as we go under 7 minutes to play here in this first half. Edgewood on top 22-0. Davidson brings his team to the line. 2 wideouts, both of them on the far side, as Davidson under center will keep it himself. Crosses the 40, 45, dances out, tries to get out of a tackle and ends up losing a yard off of where he had gotten to. He had got all the way out to the 48, then tried to juke out of a tackle and gets brought down back inside the 47. But a nice run there from Davidson, who if he had gotten out of that tackle, would have been running for quite a while. May not have broken it all the way, but would have crossed midfield, would have gotten his team a first down. Instead, it is 3rd and a long 2 for Northeast here, as the Indians try and get an offensive drive, a sustained drive, going. 3rd and a long 2, Davidson under center hands the ball off. The Indians have the first down as they cross midfield. And forward progress stopped at the Rams' 49-yard line. And Northeast will have a fresh set of downs. Down for the Indians. 22-0 Edgewood, 1st and 10 for Northeast from the Edgewood 49-yard line. 5:41 and counting left in this first half. And as Davidson comes to the line, I formation, both wideouts to the near side here. As Davidson goes under center. There's the snap, he'll hand it off up the middle, 45-40. And shaking out of a tackle and getting all the way down to the 37-yard line. And that will be a first down for the Indians.
Number 23 on the carry.
That was George Krause on the carry. Krause with a quick burst there. And the sophomore gets his team with a first down. And now the Indians try a hurry-up offensive sorts as they're already back to the line of scrimmage. And here comes Davidson under center. Takes the snap, hands the ball off the middle, 35, 30, 25, and stopped there is Josiah Larkins. Shifty feet for Larkins. And then back-to-back plays where the Rams, or the Indians rather, get first down. And we get a timeout Edgewood here. Well, a good time to call timeout there if you're Edgewood. As Northeast all of a sudden finding some momentum offensively. As this is our second week of the Harford County Game of the Week. To vote on what game we should broadcast each week, go to sfmsports.net, go to High School Sports, and click on Harford County. As we are pleased to bring you these games each and every week, with in conjunction with the Harford's Heart and the Dagger Press. So a recap of tonight's game will be up on Dagger Press tonight. You can check that out tonight or tomorrow morning. The Harford County athletic season underway. We'll also feature basketball games. And in the spring, we'll do a mix of lacrosse, baseball, softball. As we are proud to bring you the Harford County Game of the Week for the second year in a row. And special thanks to Harford's Heart for helping make that possible. Coming out of the timeout, it is 1st and 10 for the Indians. From the Edgewood 25-yard line. Davidson again under center. 2 wideouts again to the near side, including Brian Rawls on the sideline here. And we have a false start on Christian Nagovich. Nagovich, I thought, moved early on the last play. And it didn't get called. This time he went about a half a second too soon. And it's going to cost his team 5 yards. So it will be 1st and 15 now for the Indians. 1st and 15 from the 30. So we'll see what Davidson and the Indians can do here. As Davidson again brings his team to the line. Same formation as before. Now he gets under center. 5:07. Now he takes the snap, hand, or keeps it himself, rather, crosses the 25, down to the 20, inside the 20, and barrels his way down inside the 15 to the 14, and that should be good enough for another first down. What a play there from Garen Davidson.
14-yard line.
Davidson kept that one. And had a nice rush there and sets his team up first and 10 here on the doorstep of getting their first points of the evening. Davidson brings his team to the line once again. Under center. Hands the ball off. This is a rush around the right end. And this is going to be Larkins. And he'll bounce down to about the 10-yard line. And it'll be second and 6.
4-yard gain. Tackled by number 23, David Coates.
Larkins, one of two freshmen on this team. This is Dwayne Mabry, the other freshman on this Indian squad. Edgewood has a couple of sophomores and do not have any freshmen on this varsity squad. Second down, and here's another handoff. This time it goes to Kraus. Kraus goes inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line, very close to another first down. I think he's going to be half a yard short. So it'll be third and 1 from just outside the 5 for the Indians. A big play coming up here for Davidson. Davidson brings his team to the line. Now the two wideouts will split to the far side. As Davidson once again goes under center, third and 1, and now we have a quick whistle. And I think we're going to get another timeout here for Edgewood. So the Rams call another timeout with 3:46 left to go here in the first half. Well, SFMSports.net is also the home of Overtime Live. That'll come up here in just over an hour at 9 o'clock, recapping all the high school sports action tonight as Mark Potter and Mike Popovic bring you Overtime Live. That's over on SFM Sports Channel 4. As you can also tune in to Channel 4 right now, Easton and Parkside doing battle in our Bayside Conference game of the week. It's tomorrow. The Stevenson University Mustangs hit the field once again, and this time they'll be at Albright. And the pregame coverage over on Channel 1 will get underway at 12:40. 2 o'clock, we'll have a Stevenson men's soccer versus Wilkes here on Channel 2. So plenty of action this weekend on sfmsports.net. Go to sfmsports.net for all the schedules. Third and 1 now for the Indians coming out of the timeout. It's Davidson under center, two wideouts to the far side. Davidson barking out the play, takes a snap, hands the ball up the middle, and it's another fumble, I think. And let's see, I think Northeast did recover. And they do get the first down, and it'll be first and goal from about the 2-yard line. The way that the Rams defense started pouncing on that one looked like it was fumbled. But it'll be first and goal here for the Indians. As they're on the doorstep of their first points of the evening. First and goal from the 2 with 3.5 minutes to go in this first half. Northeast, who got the ball to start the game, finds themselves trailing 22-0. Here's the handoff up the middle, and this is a touchdown. George Kraus with a 2-yard run gets Northeast on the board.
Down Indians. 2-yard run for number 23, George Kraus.
And so we'll see here if Northeast elects to kick the extra point or go for 2. And Kraus took that handoff and had a huge hole and didn't have far to go. And it gets his team on the board here. And then the Indians are going to go for the extra point. This will be Cody Waddell with the extra point. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick, good, good, and good. As Waddell had plenty of leg on that one. That would have been good from 15, 20 yards further back. So it is now 22-7 in favor of Edgewood. As the Indians get on the board here with 3:18 left until halftime. So it'll be a big drive coming up here for the Northeast defense as they try and keep Edgewood off the scoreboard before halftime, as Edgewood again will get the ball to start the second half. George Kraus with a 2-yard touchdown rush. And Edgewood now leads 22-7. The Northeast about to kick off here. 3:18 left until halftime. As Waddell has his hands in the air and approaches the ball. A low kick that hits at the 30 and bounces down to the 20, and it's picked up there. 20, 30, 35, look out! 35, 40, 45, 50, down to the 40-yard line before he's finally tackled. And that was a touchdown-saving tackle from Keith Pyle. As Kafaris Whitley fielded that one on the run at about the 20. Found a little hole out to the 40 and then all the way out across midfield and down inside the 40. And the Rams set up first and 10 from the Northeast 37-yard line. First and 10 for Darian Somerville and the Rams. Four wideouts once again, and now Coates splits out wide, so five wideouts, an empty backfield for Somerville, who is back to pass. Now he's back to, and he's going to rush this one, and it gets across the 40 and down close to the 35 before he is tackled. And it's going to be a gain of one, maybe two. It may have been a design quarterback keeper there. So Somerville took about a five-step drop and then immediately came forward. With 2:40 left to go, Edgewood a second and nine from the Northeast 36-yard line. So Somerville in the shotgun, three wideouts to the far side, one to the near side, has Coates standing beside him. Here's a pass out to the far side. It is caught down to the 35 and out to the 30 before it is a gang tackle there. I believe that was Kafaris Whitley again on the reception. And it'll set up third and short for Edgewood. Third and two, and now Somerville and the Rams in the hurry-up offense. Somerville under center and pass the ball up near side. The Rams have a first down as they will get the ball inside the 35, or to 25 rather, down to the 22.
Number four, Ryan Webb.
And Ryan Webb with the reception there. 2 minutes to play, first half. Edgewood on the move, up 22-7. They try and respond after the Northeast touchdown. Somerville in the shotgun, two wideouts to the far side, two to the near side. Now a man in motion is Webb. And Somerville hands the ball off to Coates. Coates is spun around at the line of scrimmage but breaks out of the tackle. Now goes to the far side, has some running room, 20, 15, and is shoved out of bounds close to the 10. But a late flag comes in from the back judge. And let's see what this is. Coates with a nice effort there. He was stood up at the, spun around rather, at the line of scrimmage and went far side. And now we have a block in the back on the Rams. So it is their fifth penalty of the evening. And another untimely penalty just when they were going to get first and goal. It's going to be a penalty on Edgewood here. Let's see where they mark it off.
10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Ball's going to be spotted at the 19-yard line.
So it'll be the 19-yard line will be the line of scrimmage. It'll be first and seven.
The first down.
The penalty occurred on first down. So first and seven for Edgewood as Somerville in the shotgun hands the ball off near side. There's a rush down to the 15, 10, 5, spins out of a tackle, touchdown, Middlebrooks.
Number two, Jeremy Middlebrooks, touchdown, Rams.
19-yard rush for Middlebrooks. And that is his second touchdown of the night and of the quarter. And Edgewood increases their lead once again and stands right now at 28-7. To And now let's see if the Rams will keep the offense on the field and go for two once more as they looking to get to 30 points here. 1:20 left in the first half. Edgewood, Somerville gets the snap rolling right, throws to the end zone, and it is incomplete. The two-point conversion is no good.
Conversion is no good.
But Edgewood leads now 28-7.
Ladies and gentlemen, 1:20
left in the first half. Northeast has all three of their timeouts left, so would imagine with this much time they'll try and do something. It is fielded at the 30, coming near side, and not going to get a whole lot further. And the Northeast will start at their own 31-yard line as Ezra DeLoach fielded that one.
1st and 10 for the Indians.
Let's see what the Indians decide to do here. 1:16 left to go here in this first half. Yes. Edgewood leads this one 28-7. 1st and 10 for the Indians from their own 31-yard line. Davidson brings his team to the line. Takes the snap, hands the ball off up the middle. And this is going to be another fumble. Let's see. No, they're going to rule him down. And Josiah Larkins catches a break there. As that was very close to being another fumble, and that would have been another turnover, the third turnover of the half for Northeast. Instead, it is a gain of six or so. And it's going to be 2nd and 4 for Northeast as we go under a minute to play.
2nd down and 3.
Davidson under center. Hands the ball off once more. This is going to be close to a first down, and I think he's going to be just short. And now we're going to get a stoppage here, and let's see if it is a timeout or if they're going to measure it.
For number 7, Josh Larkin.
And they won't. Let's see. And they are going to measure it here. So they're going to stop the clock and measure. I think they're going to be a half a football length short. Well, let's see here as they'll bring the chains out. 37.7 seconds left in this first half. Edgewood on top, 28-7. Right now, they're measuring, getting ready to bring the chains out here to measure. This Northeast, if they don't have a first down, they are short by maybe the length of a football. Let's see, the chains still on the far sideline.
The Northeast team were the state champions in 1989, 1984, and 1983.
Let's see, we're still getting everything set. And now the chains are coming out.
That's the alumni of 1980s and
90s. Let's see here. The chains are on the far side, the ball spotted on the near side hash. I said, I think they're going to be a little short, but let's see. The officials will stretch the chain out. And let's see. I think they're going to, they are going to be short, but not nearly as much as I thought they were going to be. They're going to be short by just a couple of inches, so it'll be 3rd and very short for the Indians. And with 37 seconds left to go. So 3rd and 1 from the 41.
The first down, so 3rd and inches.
14-7, Bow Manor in front of Elkton. And other Uckback action. Falston on top of Havity Grace, 6-2 at halftime. And this clock is running, 3rd and very short for Northeast, and now we have a stoppage again. And I'm not sure what this stoppage is. So the line judge on the far side was the one who stopped play. And now we have a timeout here. Did not see the signal. It is an Edgewood timeout. So did not see that right away. It was the far side line judge just stopped play and did not signal. Falston on top of the Havoc Grace 6-2 at halftime. As Bow Manor on top of Elkton 14-7. Some other action here. Patterson Mill on top 14-6. Trey Hall with a 50-yard touchdown rather. Perryville trails 7-6 in their game. It's Patterson Mill versus against Perryville rather. It was Patterson Mill on top 14-6. It was Perryville got within one, but their two-point conversion failed. And then 5 minutes later or so, Trey Hall with his 50-yard touchdown. So third and one here coming out of the timeout for Northeast. And Davidson keeps it himself, and the pile pushes forward. He's still going, and the referees blew the whistle. And let's see where they spot him. And that's a bit unfair there, I think, to Davidson. They mark him across midfield at the Rams 48. As we go under 30 seconds to play. Northeast right at the line of scrimmage, ready to go. They'll snap it here real quick with 25 seconds to go. Davidson back to pass, under pressure, trying to get out of it, and he gets sacked back inside his own 40-yard line. That is a loss of about 14 on the play, and that might do it for the first half as there's 10 seconds left in the half, and I think that's going to do it as both teams aren't content to let the first half clock run out as Edgewood will take a 28-7 lead to halftime. And the Rams are 24 minutes away from their first win of the season. Northeast with some work to do in this second half to try and get their first win of the season. It was Edgewood, a couple of big plays in the first quarter, and a couple of the Middlebrooks runs in this second quarter. We've built that 28-7 lead. We will take a timeout and come back for the halftime show. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week on SFMSports.net.
And in a stunning turn of events, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and Fries have turned this tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game start.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece Chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good.
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's. Proud sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Maryland's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
The Harford County High School Football Game of the Week is powered by Harford's Heart Magazine, the magazine that connects the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County. Visit harfordsheart.com.
Welcome back to Edgewood High School as we have reached halftime here In our Harford County game of the week, Edgewood on top 28-7 here over the Northeast Indians, and Edgewood will get the start, or get the ball rather, to start the second half as Edgewood raced out to a 14-0 lead over the Indians in the first quarter as Northeast got the ball to start the game, couldn't do anything on their first possession. Edgewood moved the ball quite well on their first possession, highlighted by a David Coach 27-yard run, but they were ultimately forced to punt. And on the first play of the second possession for Northeast in that first quarter, the Indians fumbled. Josiah Larkins put the ball on the carpet, and Edgewood recovered. And then on the next play, Edgewood quarterback Darian Somerville had a 44-yard rushing touchdown as he was met with some traffic about the 30-yard line. And cut back to the far side and across the goal line for the game's first score, an electrifying run and a fun run to watch unless you're the Northeast defense. And then Edgewood took a 6-0 lead as the extra point was no good. And then a little while later, Northeast turned the ball over once again. And a few plays after that, Ryan Webb, with a 21-yard rushing touchdown of his own, made it 14-0 in favor of the hosts. In the second quarter, Edgewood would jump on top 22-0 when Jeremy Middlebrooks, who had two other big runs on the drive, a 21-yard run on third and long, and then a 49-yard rush from midfield, then dove in from 2 yards out, and it gave Edgewood a 22-0 lead. Northeast then put a drive together and sustained a drive and drove down the field. A nice-looking drive for the Indians. And that was capped off by a George Krause 2-yard touchdown run and to get the Indians on the board. It was 22-7 with about 3.5 minutes left in the first half. But the Rams wasted no time. And in a little over 2 minutes, ran down the field and scored a 19-yard touchdown run from Middlebrooks once again. Jeremy Middlebrooks with his second touchdown of the night. And it put the Rams on top 28-7. And that's where we stand here as we have reached halftime here as the Edgewood marching band out on the field entertaining the fans at halftime. Always one of the neat parts about high school football and college football as well. The school pride and the pageantry with the bands and the cheerleaders, and another fantastic Friday night for football here in Harford County. We'll take a timeout and come back for more of our halftime show. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week on SFMSports.net.
Have you tried to find high school sports scores from Harford County, but have no luck? Your search is over. Just go to sfmsports.net and click high school sports and get all of Harford County's high school scores featuring all fall sports, volleyball, football, soccer, and more at sfmsports.net, powered by Varsity Sports Network.
There are podcasts. Then there are podcasts.
The Baltimore Orioles seem to have a tight grasp on the AL East.
I love the fact you didn't mention the Boston Red Sox, all tucked away down there.
This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Dean Ambrose is becoming a greaser.
Like them on Facebook or follow them on Twitter at BSportsFree, the number 4-ALL.
I'm Ray Atkinson.
I'm Josh Hall.
The Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, exclusively on SFMSports.net.
Everybody knows that high school sports generate suspense, excitement, and drama.
They also generate higher grade point averages, stronger work habits, and greater self-esteem.
Everybody knows that high school sports give us more value for our entertainment dollar.
They also give us leaders committed to strengthening communities right here in Maryland. The true value of playing sports in school can't be measured in wins and losses or dollars and cents. Studies show that participation in sports, along with other extracurricular activities, is one of the best ways to teach leadership, cooperation, accountability, and other invaluable life skills. Don't just stand on the sidelines. Encourage the young people you know to get in the game. When you do, you'll be helping them get ahead in life. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
Get Harford County High School sports scores from every sport at sfmsports.net, powered by Varsity Sports Network.
Welcome back to Edgewood High School halftime here as the Edgewood Rams lead the Northeast Indians 28-7. As Edgewood will get the ball to start the second half. Edgewood raced down to a 14-0 lead after one and led 22-0 before Northeast got on the board late in the second quarter. And then Edgewood responded right before halftime with a touchdown of their own to take a 3-touchdown lead into halftime. As Edgewood with 5 penalties this evening and no turnovers. Northeast without a penalty tonight, but with 2 costly turnovers, and the Rams converted those 2 turnovers into 14 of their 28 points as the Rams get 2 touchdowns off of the 2 Northeast fumbles. So a couple of big moments. Those both came in the first quarter. As Darian Somerville with that 44-yard rush and Ryan Webb with that 21-yard rush. Both of those came after Northeast fumbles. As Northeast had really good field position to start their first 4 drives or so. As their worst field position was their own 35, and that was after Edgewood kicked the ball out of bounds. But several times they had the ball on in plus territory, in Edgewood territory, to start their drives, but could not get anything going. However, their last offensive drive showed some promise, and they got to the promised land in the end zone and had some good momentum there and a nice sustained drive. So if you're the Indians, you build off of that. If you're Edgewood, your offense is pretty much, especially with that running game, been able to move up and down the field. As when you have David Coates bouncing off of tacklers and then Jeremy Middlebrooks with several big runs in the first half, things are looking pretty good if you're Edgewood, with things to build on to try and keep some momentum for the Northeast offense. As the two teams are still in their halftime huddles. Northeast on the field in the corner of the end zone. Edgewood retreated all the way to the locker room. So we'll take another timeout and come back for more of the halftime show. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
Join the SFMSports.net social media network. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SFMSportsNet. Get game recaps, nominate a student athlete of the month, and listen to our live streaming coverage of Maryland high school sports. Access high school sports from anywhere with SFMSports.net. Online, mobile, on demand.
Nothing means it's game day like ice cold Coke Zero, because zero means it's game day.
What about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
This is the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Edgewood High School as the Rams return to the field here as they lead 28-7 here in week 4 of the MPSSAA high school football season. Edgewood with 14 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. Northeast with their lone touchdown, and that came in the second quarter. And that snapped a streak of 22 straight points scored by Edgewood to start this one. Edgewood, 5 penalties, no turnovers. Northeast, no penalties, 2 turnovers. As Northeast's 2 turnovers have been turned into 14 points for Edgewood. So we'll see if Northeast can figure out a way to stop the Edgewood rushing attack, or if the Rams will have continued success riding David Coates and Jeremy Middlebrooks up and down the field, as those two have been quite impressive so far, along with quarterback Darian Somerville. Northeast with a nice offensive drive their last time out, but we'll see what happens here as we get ready to start the second half. As again, Edgewood will get the ball to start the second half. Northeast got the ball to start the game and had really good field position for their first couple of possessions, but were unable to do anything with it, as again, they scored their lone touchdown so far in the second quarter. With about 3.5 minutes left to go, Edgewood was able to rush down the field and respond. As we'll take another timeout here and come back for the second half kickoff. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Join the SFMSports.net social media network. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SFMSportsNet. Get game recaps, nominate a student athlete of the month, and listen to our live streaming coverage of Maryland high school sports. Access high school sports from anywhere with SFMSports.net. Online, mobile, on demand.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual-compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at StopTextStopWrecks.org.
Welcome back to Edgewood, as we have about 3 minutes left until we start the second half, as both teams have returned to the sidelines and have begun their warm-up stretches here as we get set to start the second half. Both teams concluding their warm-up stretches. There's 3 minutes or so still on the clock, but we'll see when we get started here in the second half. Edgewood 0-3 on the season in the bottom of the 3A North Division in the MPSSAA playoff race. It was the top four right now: Bel Air, Dundalk, Aberdeen, and Milford Mill. Three of those four teams have two wins. Dundalk, the one with two wins. They actually sit in second place at the moment, as Edgewood with some work to do. North Harford sits right above Edgewood in the 3A North standings. C. Milton Wright and Aberdeen and Bel Air, the Harford County teams, the other Harford County teams in that division. For Northeast, they are in the 2A East division with Falston, Patterson Mill, Harford Tech, Elkton, and Rising Sun, the other Uckback schools in that division. Northeast, one of three 0-3 teams in the 2A East, along with Elkton and Rising Sun. The top four, all of them have three wins. It's Kent Island in the lead, Easton, Queen Anne's, and Falston, with North Carolina in fifth place. Again, the top four in each of those regions make the MPSSAA football playoffs and have a chance to pave their road to M&T Bank Stadium, home of the Baltimore Ravens, where the MPSSAA hosts the state football championships, which will be broadcast on SFMSports.net. You can go to SFMSports.net for all the details as we bring you Harford County High School football during the season and then the state championships. And so we are proud to bring you these games each and every week, and we're so glad that you join us each and every week for these games. As last week it was Joppatown Patterson Mill. This week it is Edgewood Northeast. We are just about set to start the second half. The countdown clock under a minute now, as Northeast will take the field and we'll get set to kick off to Edgewood here to start this third quarter. Edgewood on top, 28-7. As both teams take the field, and Edgewood and Darian Somerville, the junior quarterback, will look to increase their lead, which right now stands at 21 points. They'll have a chance here right away to start this second half with the football. As that rushing attack has really done wonders for the Rams so far tonight, just on their four touchdowns, and they have a total of 84 yards rushing on their touchdown rushes. Somerville, Ryan Webb, and then two Middlebrooks rushing touchdowns. It is 86 yards, I beg your pardon. 86 yards total, and those are just the four touchdown rushes. As we are set for the second half, the kick is a ground ball picked up at the 30-yard line, 35. And Edgewood will get to start from their own about 37-yard line or so. And the Rams will take over first and 10 for the first possession of the third quarter. So Darian Somerville brings his team back out onto the field. 11:54 left in the third quarter. Edgewood first and 10. And it is marked officially at the 38-yard line. So a good field position to start this second half for the Rams. As Somerville brings his team to the line. Three wide outs to the far side, one to the near side, and running back Coates standing beside him, now a man in motion. And this is going to be a handoff near side across the 40, 45, and nearly dragged down from behind. And yes, that was a nice job of tackling there from the Indians' number six, Evan Jones. Jones nearly had lost the tackle there, but it is a gain of 10 and a first down for Edgewood on the first play of scrimmage in the second half.
Tackle by number six, Evan Jones.
So here comes Darian Somerville to the line once again. This time he's in the shotgun formation. Two wideouts to either side. This time he'll keep it, rushes to the right, avoids some pressure, now spins out of a tackle and squirts back just to the line of scrimmage. Now they're going to mark him a half yard back behind the line of scrimmage, so it ends up being a sack. As Somerville with what appeared to be a designed quarterback keeper, but was under pressure there as soon as he turned around and had three or four Indians bearing down on him and did indeed lose a yard. And it'll be second and 11 for the Rams. So Somerville again in the shotgun. Two wideouts to both sides. Coates standing beside him. Somerville back to pass. Looking down the middle. Has a man, and it is dry. It is caught, I beg your pardon. That is Jeremy Middlebrooks, I believe. Close to the first down yardage. Let's see. No, it is not. It is not number two. It is number nine, I beg your pardon. Daniel Ainge. And that is going to be close to a first down. Let's see where they mark it. And it is indeed going to be a first down for the Rams. Also, a nice pitch and catch there. One of the few downfield passes we've seen tonight. That completion good enough for a first down. And Edgewood in plus territory. First and 10 from the northeast 41-yard line. Handoff goes up the middle to Coates. Coates crosses the 40 and doesn't get a whole lot farther. They will get down about the 39-yard line. So a gain of two on first down. And it'll be second and 8. 28-7, Edgewood in front here. In the third quarter of our Harford County game of the week.
Ball spotted just inside the 40.
Somerville in the huddle with the Rams. Got the scoring started with a 44-yard rushing touchdown off of a northeast fumble. Won the next play after northeast fumbled. So he comes to the line in the shotgun. Four wideouts for the Rams. Now a man in motion. That is Webb. The handoff goes to Webb. Webb around the right end and gets spilled off his feet as he crossed the 30. First down for the Rams. Let's see where they mark him. It's going to be just shy of the 25. It'll be first and 10 for Edgewood from the northeast 26-yard line.
Ball placed at the 27. First down, Rams.
Well, first and 10 for Edgewood. 9.5 minutes left to go in this third quarter. They're up 28-7. Somerville in the shotgun. Three wideouts to the near side, one to the far side. And he will hand the ball off. And we have a flag on the play. It's in the area of offensive holding. As Middlebrooks with the carry. He spins his way down to the 25. But I think we're going to have holding on the Rams here. And that, if that is indeed the case, it is going to be the Rams' sixth penalty of the evening. And their first of this second half. Northeast without a penalty so far in this one. As we wait for the call, Edgewood, though, already backing up. as the officials discuss. And it is indeed holding on Edgewood. As Edgewood had just broken the huddle, and the official was standing on the other side of the Edgewood huddle and then made the signal for the penalty. So the Rams' line of scrimmage will be the 35-yard line. First and 18 for Edgewood. Again, Somerville in the shotgun. Back to pass, rolls to his right. Now trying to avoid some pressure, and he's going to go forward and gets bounced down at the 35-yard line. So that should be a no gain. As all of that, he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Somerville gets back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Well, nice job by Somerville there as he was back a few yards in the backfield there and managed to get to the line of scrimmage. So it'll be second and 18 now for Edgewood. With 8:25 and counting left in the third quarter. Second and 18 for Edgewood, who's up by 21 points here in this third quarter. Four wide outs, three to the near side. Somerville in the shotgun, back to pass. It's a screen play. It is complete, and it goes to Whitley. Whitley all the way down inside of the 20, 15, 10, shakes out of a tackle, touchdown. What a play there. Kafaris Whitley. So Whitley with the touchdown, and it is now 34-7 in favor of Edgewood.
Number four, Ryan Webb, touchdown Rams.
I beg your pardon, that was Ryan Webb with the touchdown catch. 41 yard, and here's the two-point conversion attempt, and that is good as well. So it is 36-7.
Two-point conversion is good. Pass completed.
In favor of Edgewood here in the third quarter. So 36-7. As Edgewood, it gets a touchdown with 8:02 left in this third quarter.
Two-point conversion was complete to number 85, Khalil Jones.
So the two-point conversion, good, and Edgewood opens up a 29-point lead at 36-7. The Northeast will get the ball back here. Only the first time their offense has taken the field since they scored their touchdown late in the second quarter. As Edgewood kicks off a low line drive that is going to be out of bounds. As Waddell watched that one go out of bounds at about the 37. So that's where Northeast will take over. It's the third or fourth kickoff we've seen go out of bounds for Edgewood tonight. And Northeast again will get really good field position. So first and 10 for the Indians.
Edgewood High School.
So here comes Garen Davidson. He brings his team to the line. He has two wideouts far side as the ball is on the near side hash. Davidson under center. He will hand the ball off and met at the line of scrimmage and driven back is Josiah Larkin. And I'm not even sure he made it back to the line of scrimmage. He met in the backfield there. Larkin's met by a trio of defensive linemen. And it is second and 13 now. As Larkins got the ball and was met immediately. And second and long now for Northeast. Davidson under center. Under pressure once more, evades the pressure, now throws downfield, and that is incomplete. He was looking for a man at about the 40-yard line. And that was intended for Cruz, who has the one touchdown for Northeast. But it is now going to be third and 13 as Davidson under pressure from the get-go on that play. And had to evade the pressure and avoided the sack, but could not get the completion. So it is now third and 13 for Northeast. from their own 34-yard line. Got to get out to the 47. Try and keep this drive alive. Davidson again under center. Back to pass. Fires one onto the far side. It is caught. Down across the 35, 40. And out to about the 45. Close to a first down. And they're going to mark him out of bounds just shy of the 45 at the 44. So it will be fourth and three for Northeast. And they will bring out the punting unit here with 7:17 left in the third quarter. So fourth and three from the 44. As Waddell on for the punt. Snap is good. Waddell takes a couple of steps and kicks the ball. Nice high kick. It hits at the 28-yard line and is picked up by Webb. Webb is out to the 35, 40, 45. Look out! 40, 35, 30, 25, and is pushed out just outside the 20. Ryan Webb with a nice return and gives the Rams a really good field position. First and 10 from the Northeast 21-yard line. 7:01 left, third quarter. Edgewood up 36-7, looking for more. We'll get the ball at the Northeast 21-yard line. Ryan Webb is having himself a night. A pair of touchdowns. One rushing, one receiving. This is going to be a handoff to Middlebrooks, who's going to rush around the right end, crosses the 20, 15, evades a tackle, and down out of bounds around the 10-yard line. Close to a first down. Let's see where they mark it. And I think this is going to be a first down for the Rams, and it will be first and goal, I believe. It'll be first down just inside the 10. So first and goal for Edgewood. Somerville in the shotgun. Four wideouts, two to either side with a running back beside him. And Somerville takes the snap, back to pass, rushes to his right, and now whistle stops play. A late whistle there. And let's see what the penalty is. This one might be a false start on Edgewood here. And it is indeed on Edgewood. But it was their seventh penalty of the night and their second here in the second half. So that makes it first and goal now from the 15-yard line. You don't necessarily like to give up penalty yardage there, but if you're Edgewood, it kind of gives you a little bit more room to work with in a way. First and goal from the 15. With 6:10 and counting left in this third quarter. Edgewood on top 36-7. Two wideouts either side. Somerville in the shotgun once again. That's going to be a handoff up the middle down to the 10-yard line, just shy of the 10. Met there. We marked down outside the 11. Good gang tackle there from the Indians. So it'll be second down and goal.
Second and goal from the
13. As the Rams will have it, looking to increase their 29-point lead. Second and goal for the Rams. Somerville comes to the line. And again, four wideouts. And again, Somerville in the shotgun. As Middlebrooks to his right. Now a pass to the end, or into the end zone, incomplete. Looked like some miscommunication there. I'm not sure who Somerville was looking for. Either way, it will be third and goal from the 13-yard line. 5:11 left to play here in this third quarter. 26-7, Edgewood in front. Edgewood with third and goal from the 13. And once again, Somerville and the Rams in the shotgun, four wide. Man in motion. Somerville will keep it himself. Dances down to the 10-yard, close to the 10-yard line. He's not going to quite get there. And it will be fourth and goal from outside the 10. With under 5 minutes to go here in this third quarter.
Fourth and goal from the 12.
I'm going to say he's at the 12-yard line. And let's see what Somerville and the Rams decide to do here. As you're up 29 points here with 4:40 left to go in the third. And Somerville and the offense are going to stay on the field here. 36-7. Edgewood in front. Two wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. One to the near side. Somerville in the shotgun, back to pass, looking end zone, fires, and it is incomplete. Just overthrown there. And it's going to be a turnover on downs for Edgewood. Northeast is going to start deep in their own territory at their 12-yard line. 4:19 to play. Edgewood lead remains 36-7. So Northeast trying to get back in this. Need a score here on this drive. So Davidson in the shotgun, four wide of his own, and now we have a whistle before the snap. I believe we're going to get another false start. No, we're going to get a timeout for Edgewood as the near side line judge had thrown his flag. And the official waves off the flag, so Edgewood with the timeout. 36-7, Rams in front, 4:19 to play here in the first half. Or the third quarter, I should say. First half was all Edgewood, 28-7 at halftime. Edgewood with a touchdown and a two-point conversion here in the third quarter. A 41-yard rather pass reception from Ryan Webb. Marion Somerville to Ryan Webb. We've got the Rams on the board again here in the third quarter. It's Northeast with first and 10 from their own 12-yard line after the Rams turn it over on downs. We'll see what Northeast does coming out of the timeout. The timeout called by Edgewood. Northeast has not called a timeout so far tonight. Edgewood has called four. Northeast comes back to the line of scrimmage. Davidson in the shotgun, still four wide, same formation as before. Takes the snap, under pressure, spins out of a sack. Now trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, he won't get there. He is going to be sacked back inside the 10. Let's see exactly where they mark him. That was dangerously close to potentially being a safety there. Davidson did well to spin out of that one. Let's see where they mark him. It looks like it's going to be at about the 7-yard line, 7 or 8-yard line. So it'll be 2nd and 14. So Davidson again in the shotgun, and again has four wide receivers. Gets the snap. It is a high snap. He hands it off. It's a rush up the middle, crossing the 10, dancing to the outside and across the 15. A good gain there on 2nd and long. A 7-yard gain on 2nd and 14 sets up 3rd and manageable for the Indians. We have a Ram who is down on the far side of the field. 3:24 left, third quarter. Edgewood on top, 36-7, and it'll be 3rd and 6 for the Indians. When play resumes here, as the injured Ram is able to get up off his feet and walk off the field under his own power, so that's always a good sign.
And if you graduated from Edgewood High School from 2000 to 2014.
3:24 left in the third quarter. Injury timeout is over. Both teams returning to the field. Big play here for the Indians. Third and six, a long six, a short seven here. With Davidson in the shotgun, a high snap, rolling to his right, under pressure, now moves back to his left, trying to avoid the sack, and he won't be able to do it. He is sacked back around the 10-yard line. And the Rams defense meets at the quarterback on third and long. And will set up a fourth down and a punt for the Indians deep in their own territory. So Cody Waddell has to be careful here as he is standing in his own end zone. So the mistake here could result in points. The snap is good. A really good kick here as this one is going to be caught at about the 44-yard line. And it's going to be taken back inside the 30 and down and almost to the 25. Be marked down at the 26-yard line. So a real good kick there from Waddell from his own end zone. Kicked it all the way out to the 44-yard line. But a nice run back from Ryan Webb. Means it'll be first and 10 for the Rams from the 27-yard line. 2:26 left, third quarter. Edgewood with the ball, up 36-7. 8 points for Edgewood in this third quarter. Northeast with their one touchdown late in the second. And now Darian Somerville brings his team to the line. He's in the shotgun. Three wideouts to the near side. Somerville will keep it. Comes to the near side, 25. Bounces to the outside and is going to be spun down back closer to the 30, but they're going to mark his forward progress at the 26-yard line. And we have a late flag on the play. Two late flags come in. And now we have a Ram getting ushered off the field by the Edgewood coaching staff. Let's see what happened there. It was one Ram and one Indian. Back over on the far side at 10-yard line and all by themselves. All of a sudden, two flags came flying in late. And let's see what happened. Northeast has not had a penalty on them yet tonight. That may be about to change here.
Personal foul against Edgewood.
Offsetting a personal fouls, I believe. Northeast. And they will redo the down. Although, unless they're saying it is a dead ball foul, which means it may not offset. Let's see what the officials do here. And they were going to march back the 15 yards. And then they're going to turn around and march 15 yards back.
15-yard penalty marked off against Edgewood, and then another 15-yard penalty marked off against
So the umpire just needed his exercise, apparently, as he marched down the field 15 yards and then came back 15 yards. And so let's see. They are marking this as second and nine. 2 minutes and counting left in the third quarter. Kind of an odd sequence there. Four wide for Somerville. Man in motion. Two men in motion, and that's an illegal motion. So it goes from second and nine now to second and 14. And it'll be second and 14 from the 31. 31-yard line,
second down and 14.
.140 and counting left in this third quarter. As Edgewood comes to the line, second and 14 from the Northeast 31. All of a sudden, penalties becoming a big part of this third quarter, and a handoff the middle to Middlebrooks doesn't really get anywhere. Middlebrooks gets maybe to the 30. A one-yard gain sets up third and 13. Edgewood on top, 36-7. As the third quarter winds down, 1:07 left in the third. As Somerville approaches the huddle. Under a minute to go now as the Rams huddle breaks. There will be three wideouts to the far side and one to the near side for the Rams. As Somerville gets the snap and he will take it to the far side of the field. And now the pass is complete at the 25-yard line and getting down to the 22.
Pass is complete.
And I beg your pardon, that was Myron Williams, the quarterback.
23-yard line.
Williams was the quarterback on that throw.
First down.
It'll be fourth and six for Edgewood with 23 seconds left in the quarter. Don't believe they're going to have to run another play this quarter. As the referee started the play clock with 20 seconds left in the quarter, and that should do it for this third quarter of play, as Edgewood will take a 36-7 lead to the fourth. We will take a timeout and be back for the fourth quarter. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week on SFMSports.net.
These days, the concept of value matters more than ever. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a better value than high school sports. Extracurricular activities, including sports, make up about 2% of the budget for a typical Maryland high school. In return, participation in sports promotes citizenship and sportsmanship. Sports also instill a sense of community pride and teach lifelong lessons about cooperation and self-discipline. They encourage physical fitness. They produce community leaders. By offering so many benefits to the community for such a small percentage of a school's overall budget, it's easy to see why high school sports are one of the best bargains around. The real cost would come from not having them at all. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
Get Harford County High School sports scores from every sport at sfmsports.net, powered by Varsity Sports Network.
Welcome back to Edgewood High School as we start the fourth quarter of play. That is a fourth and six for the Rams from the northeast 23-yard line. The Rams are going to go for it. Now Myron Williams, the quarterback, with a little pitch play, and the Rams are going to have the first down as they get down out just outside the 10-yard line. As Edgewood will have first and 10 from the northeast about 12-yard line now with 11:52 left in the game. Edgewood looking to increase their 29-point lead.
Picks up the first down.
First
and 10 at the 12-yard line.
The Rams break the huddle and come to the line. Two wideouts to the far side. Now one of them in motion here to the near side as Williams in the shotgun. Williams takes the snap, hands the ball off. This is a rush near side by Middlebrooks. Middlebrooks gets a block, turns the corner to the five, breaks a tackle, dives for the end zone, and touchdown! Jeremy Middlebrooks with the touchdown from 12 yards out. Middlebrooks has had himself a night, and it's his third touchdown. As the Edgewood now leads this one 42-7. Now the Rams will go for the extra point here. Snap is high. The hold is good, but the kick is blocked. Now that kick is no good. And now with a... hang on a second. The play was stopped, and it appears that they are going to re-kick this one. I didn't see a flag come in. Well, now we have the flag come in. This might be offsides on Northeast, which could explain how they got six people into the backfield there before the kick got off. And it is indeed offside on Northeast. So the Rams will get to retry the kick. With the 10-15 and counting left in this one. As with the 35-point lead, the running clock comes into play. So here comes extra point try number two. The snap is high. The hold is down. The kick is blocked once more. And it will remain a 42-7 lead. As that snap was well high, and the holder did a nice job just to get that one down before the kick attempt to be made. But 42-7 now, Edgewood with the lead, running clock in this one as Edgewood scored 8 points in the third quarter and has scored that touchdown here in the fourth. And it's a 35-point Rams lead. So Edgewood will take the field, ready to kick off. With the running clock, we're now close to 9 minutes to play in this one. With the running clock, the only time the clock stops is due to an injury or an official timeout. One of the teams calls timeout, of course. The official's discussing something on the far sideline, and we're going to be ready for play here in just a minute. Both teams in position, and we're ready to go once again. As Edgewood will kick this one off with 8:40 and counting left to play. The kick is in the air. It's going to be fielded at the 26-yard line on the far side. They'll come to the near side here at the 35, and a big hit there across in the 35. But a nice return there for the Indians and Evan Jones. Jones with a nice run back. Gives his team a decent field position. 36-yard line, first and 10 for the Indians. I believe we have a quarterback change for the Indians as well. It is Gunnar Reynolds coming in at quarterback for Northeast. And now we have an Edgewood timeout, so the clock will stop. So Edgewood with their second timeout of the half. And their fifth used tonight. Northeast is yet to use a timeout tonight. As we hit the timeout here, Stevenson University on SFM Sports Channel 1 tomorrow afternoon beginning at 12:40. Sid and Rob have the call as the Mustangs look to remain perfect on the season as they will take on Wilkes. They are at Albright. It's Wilkes Men's Soccer that will be on SFM Sports Channel 2. Stevenson Men's Soccer against Wilkes tomorrow at 2. On here on SFM Sports Channel 2. Channel 1 at 12:40 is Stevenson and Albright. Stevenson 3-0 on the season, hits the road once again and tries to remain perfect on the season. And so the Mustangs under head coach Ed Hoddle off to a real nice start this year. Tune in for Sid and Rob at 12:40. Stevenson takes on Albright. First and 10 for Northeast. Under center now is Gunnar Reynolds. Reynolds takes the snap, hands the ball off, 35, 40-yard line, a juke move, 45, all the way out to midfield. I believe that was Josiah Larkins once again. And indeed it was. Larkins with another nice run here tonight. First down, a 12-yard gain. Larkins gets his team a first down with 7:45 and counting left in this one. First and 10 from midfield for Northeast. Reynolds under center. He'll hand the ball off once again to Larkins, down to the 45, and fumbles once again, I think. And let's see, did Northeast recover it? Officials discussing the matter. Edgewood saying they have it, and let's see. The officials stop the clock. They'll discuss matters. Edgewood handed the football to the officials, and now the Edgewood defense clapping and cheering. There's a flag on the play. I think that's what the holdup is. Edgewood defense coming off the field. And let's see. It is a holding penalty against Northeast, so that penalty is going to be declined. As the fumble results in an Edgewood possession with 6:50 and counting left to go.
Takeover first and 10 at the 42-yard line.
Reynolds having a discussion with the officials to... That is Evan Jones having a discussion with the official as to what the call was. And now the Northeast coaching staff will get an explanation here. As Larkins coughed the football up for the second time tonight. It is the third Northeast turnover of the evening. Still without an officially accepted penalty. The one Northeast penalty was an offsetting penalty. So it'll be first and 10 for Edgewood, the third Northeast turnover with a 6:08 left to play. And we get a stoppage here. 6:02 left. And somebody called timeout. Northeast was the one that called the timeout. They trail 42-7 here with the 6 minutes and 2 seconds left in this one. Edgewood jumped out to a 14-0 lead after the first quarter. Those 14 points were off of the first two turnovers for Northeast this evening. And they jumped out again even further, 22-0, when they scored the first touchdown in the second quarter. Northeast responded with a touchdown with 3.5 minutes left in the second to cut it to 22-7. But Edgewood regained the big lead and momentum when they scored a touchdown with 1:20 left in the first half to take a 21-point lead into the half. And they have scored 14 points so far in this second half and have opened up a 42-7 lead. Fourth quarter between Heaven and Grace and Falston, and the Warriors on top of the Cougars, 21-6. So an upset of sorts brewing in the Uckback tonight as the Rams come to the line once again. 4 wideouts, and the handoff goes up the middle, now coming to the near side, crossing midfield, a flag on the play. And it'll be a first down temporarily for the Rams, but I believe this is going to be a holding penalty against Edgewood. And it is indeed a hold on the Rams. So the hold occurred at the 49-yard line, so they are the 49 of Northeast. So they'll march them back 10 yards to the 41 of Edgewood. So it'll end up being first and 11 from the 41. We've seen first and 7. We've now seen first and 11. 8.5 to play between Bow Manor and Elkton. Bow Manor leads at 27-20. Bow Manor jumped ahead at 2 scores before Elkton answered immediately. And here comes the snap and another handoff, another fumble, and let's see who dives on top of this one. And I think Edgewood may have recovered their own fumble here. And that was a botched handoff there, and Edgewood recovers with 5:20 and counting left to go. So it goes from first and 11 to second and 15. .506 to play as the Rams break the huddle and come to the line. 4 wideouts. Two to the far side, 2 to the near side, and a handoff up the middle. And crossing the 45, the umpire takes a tumble as the play approaches midfield. It is a good rush on second and 15, and it sets up 3rd and 3. Third and 4 for Edgewood here with 4:28 to go. As the Rams break the huddle with 4:20 left to play here in this one. 42-7, Edgewood in front, 3rd and 4. Williams under center, hands the ball off once more, a rush around left end, a first down for Edgewood as they get into Northeast territory. And it'll be 1st and 10 for the Rams from the Northeast 44-yard line. 45-yard line is the official spot of this one. As Edgewood has the ball, they're on the move. 3:45 left to go.
First down for the Rams.
Williams in the shotgun, another handoff up the middle, and gaining about 5 yards before getting contact and spinning forward for another 2 yards. And that's going to be a nice run on first down.
8-yard gain down to the 38-yard line.
Andrew Nixon with the rush there. 2nd and 3 now for Edgewood. 2nd and 3. As the Rams come to the line. Stop. Handoff. No, a quarterback keeper and a nice juke move. As that was Williams, who's going to take it all the way down inside the 20 before he's rushed out of bounds there. Williams was in the shotgun, kept it, and that had two Indians bearing down on him. And then made a one juke move and evaded both of them and got a first down. And it is now first and 10 for Edgewood from the 16-yard line. So Williams brings his team to the line. First and 10 from the 16-yard line. He's in the shotgun. Man in motion. Another handoff. This is going to be a sweep to the near side. Trying to gain that edge. They do. And it is going to be a 6-yard gain for Edgewood. On first down, a nice rush there from Tayshawn McGraw. 1:55 left to play.
5-yard gain, second down and five.
So second and five for Edgewood from the 10-yard line. Second and four, rather, from the 10. As the Rams... on the doorstep once again, already up 42-7 with 90 seconds to play. Another handoff. This is an inside handoff. And a gain of a couple close to the first down. That was a handoff that went to Andrew Nixon.
Nixon
up the middle.
Third down and four.
And it'll be third and then three for the Rams with 67 seconds to play. Shotgun formation once again for Edgewood. Third and three, under a minute to go now. And there's the snap, but we have a false start, I believe, on the Rams. As the Rams are going to be moved back 5 yards with 40 seconds to go. Clock still running. One interesting note from that Falston-Havre-de-Grace game is there have been two ejections from that game. So it'll be interesting to hear exactly what happened in that game. Havre-de-Grace in front comfortably. That last check, 27-6. This will be the last play of the game if they get it off as Myron Williams will take his team to the line, and no, they will not get the playoff. That will do it, as Edgewood will get their first win of the season. It is a 42-7 win for the Rams, as the Rams get win number one of 2014 at Northeast Falls, 2-0-4. We will take a timeout and be back for the postgame show. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
In a stunning turn of events, McDonald's chicken McNuggets and fries have turned this tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game starts.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good.
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's. Proud sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Maryland's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
The Harford County High School Football Game of the Week is powered by Harford's Heart Magazine, the magazine that connects the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County. Visit harfordsheart.com.
Welcome back to the postgame show here at Edgewood as the Rams get win number one of the season in a big way. As it is 42-7 in favor of the Rams. They led 28-7 in halftime and scored two touchdowns in the second half to take the big win. Big nights from Middlebrooks and Ryan Webb. Jeremy Middlebrooks and Ryan Webb each with a pair of touchdowns. As the Middlebrooks with three touchdowns, Webb with two. So a big night for the Rams offense as they take the win 42-7 and get win number one on the season. Well, that'll about wrap things up for us here from Edgewood. I want to thank our executive producer, Steve Clendenin, and the staff here at Edgewood High School for allowing us to do the game. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. And you can find a full recap of tonight's game coming up by the end of tonight on Dagger Press. As you can read up on it, tonight's action is, again, Edgewood wins 42-7. For our executive producer, Steve Clendenin, I'm Paul Taylor saying so long from Edgewood. Once again, our final score, Rams 42, Indians 7. You've been listening to a presentation of the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
This presentation of the Harford County High School Game of the Week has been brought to you by Harford's Heart Magazine, connecting the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County at harfordsheart.com. Get access to archives of this broadcast. Vote for your Harford County Student Athlete of the Month. Get scores and schedules at sfmsports.net. Click High School Sports. Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Harford County High School Game of the Week from sfmsports.net.